BBC News with Rosemary Mayne. Reports from Mali say the former president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, who was overthrown by the military in August, has left the country. Military officials said he had flown to the United Arab Emirates for medical treatment. Earlier on Saturday, two French soldiers fighting Islamist militants in northern Mali were killed when a roadside bomb destroyed their armoured vehicle. A third soldier was wounded in the explosion in Tessalit province in Kidal region. A new report estimates that Islamist militants in Burkina Faso have made $140 million from attacks on the country's gold mines in the past 4 years. The militants have also stolen explosives from the mines. The Burkina Economic and Social Observatory said the theft of gold, together with damage to the mines, had cost more than $1 billion. The bodies of two girls killed during a confrontation between the Paraguayan army and a left-wing rebel group have been exhumed after the government in Argentina confirmed they were Argentine nationals. The issue has become a dispute between both countries. The authorities in Bangladesh have taken a group of Rohingya leaders to an island in the hope of encouraging tens of thousands of refugees to relocate there. Activists complain that the island, about 30 kilometres off the coast, is prone to monsoon storm surges. They say most refugees don't want to move. A Taliban delegation has arrived in Qatar for long-awaited peace talks with the Afghan government. The authorities in Kabul say there is no reason for more delays to the talks following a dispute over a prisoner exchange program. Iranian state television has broadcast a video in which a champion wrestler who's been sentenced to death is shown apparently confessing to a killing during anti-government protests 2 years ago. In a recording circulated on social media, Navid Afkari said he was forced to make the confession. BBC News.